my dreams, I've kissed your lips.
Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Friday. We're live in Mount Juliet at Duncan. Here at 2234 North Mount Juliet Road in Mount Juliet. And whenever you hear Lionel Richie, it can only mean Chris Sanders joins us on the program now. Chris, how the heck are you?
Man, I'm doing good. Let me tell you something. Every time it comes to Friday, man, you guys just brighten up the rest of the week, man. So just appreciate being on the show. Love you guys, and just happy to be a part of this team, man.
We love you, and we love having you on. So the Titans head to San Francisco this week against the 49ers. Right. I do think, you know, outside of the Jacksonville game, you know, wins and losses, they won last week, but they have played better. So how much positivity does that get some of the guys on this team that are fighting for their spot to stay here, or even guys that are fighting for a spot on another team to show that, hey, we can come together as a unit and play well?
Yeah, you're auditioning. And number one, here, I went back and kind of watched the game when they played the Cleveland Browns. These guys haven't quit. I mean, watch the energy when they walk in the stadium. Watch the energy in the first, second, and the third quarter. So when you have your key guys, you know, showing energy and playing, you know, at a high level like Jeffrey Simmons and guys like that, it's going to make your team better. Then you have these young guys like DK and all these other guys that are stepping up and playing a major role. And then you got the other tier of guys that are playing not just for a roster spot for next year, but are auditioning for teams. So that's why guys are playing hard and guys are saying, okay, even though our record is 2-11, we're still not going to quit and we're going to fight. And I think that's a positive of something you can build on.
Cam Ward, though, I mean, the inconsistency is still there.
It is.
But the flashes are there. Yep. Is that going to simply just be the new coaching staff, you know, whoever the OC and the quarterback coach is coming in and just working with him on some of that stuff?
Yeah, he's just got to get better. I mean, you got to keep getting better and develop. And I'm going to break this down a little bit, too. Is look at Shedeur Sanders when he played his first game till now. I mean, he improved in that short, short span. So the same thing with Cam Ward. He's just got to keep improving in all facets of the game. He's got to understand where the pressure's coming from. He's got to understand, you know, to make the right reads when the coverage is in a certain coverage. So if he keeps improving, he gets some other coaches in here that's going to teach him, you know, the way they want to be taught, the way he wants to be taught. I think his game is going to go to another level because he does have the splash plays. But in this league, you can have splash plays. You want consistency, and that's what we want.
Talking to Chris Sanders on the Chase and Joe Show.
Joe!
What's up, man?
What's up, Joe?
What are you up to?
Man, I'm chilling, man. Great show last week, man. Great job.
Oh, I've talked to a lot of people that listened to last Sunday's pregame show, and they said if that's not up, not only for a Marconi, but for a Nobel Peace Prize, there's something wrong with this world.
Yeah, but it was good, man. We had a great, great time, man. Appreciate you, brother.
All right, I got a song for you. Dr. Crane, hit it.
Oh, my God. Ooh. Oh, my gosh. Ooh, oh, my gosh.
I'm telling you, when me, you, and Chase and Dr. Crane go out on the road and take, like, our Chippendales on the road, that's the song you're coming out to. You got to go first because Chase and I aren't coming out.
No, could you imagine Chase in some tight skinny jeans?
No.
Yeah, I can.
No.
The four of us can make a lot of money not to dance.
No, but all I think it'd be good, actually, man.
I got a question for you. All right, so the Titans look at this 49ers team. It's one of the best teams in football.
Sure.
If you're a guy and you're like, the Titans are 2-11, we know they're not that good and all that, but doesn't pride kick in this weekend? Like, all right, we're playing with the best teams in football, Christian McCaffrey and Brock Purdy, all these guys. I need to be on this level. I need to show I'm on this level. Is that kind of what you need to see this weekend?
Yeah, but these guys are competitors. That's what people got to understand. They'll be like, oh, the Tennessee Titans are 2-11. Yeah, they're 2-11, but they're still the best of the best, and they're still great athletes. So when you're going to the 49ers, these guys are going to compete. Jeffrey Simmons is going to compete. Arden Key is going to compete. So when you have guys that are competing, even though their record is bad, you still put your seventh position to win because you got to understand that the NFL is the NFL. Anybody can get beat on any given week. So, you know, even though the Titans' record is really, really bad, you still have some competitors on the team that still puts this team, you know, to have a chance to beat the 49ers.
Well, what was it say about Jeffrey Simmons that on a 2-11 team that I've seen the stats and the analytics and all those things that he is the best defensive tackle in football on a 2-11 team?
Yeah. But see, here's the thing, Joe. He's a winner. I mean, I know everybody kind of dogged him the last couple of years because he didn't have the numbers. But when you have a guy that's still playing at a high level coming off an injury, it just shows you that this guy's a competitor. It shows you that this guy's a winner. And now, here's the better part of the whole situation. He's becoming a leader now. You know, he doesn't just lead by talking and saying, well, I got double teamed and the guardian tackle had me hemmed up. No, he just said, you know what, I have to go out there, make plays as a leader and show these guys how to get it done. And I love what he's doing. He's bringing an attitude. Last week he was chirping at, Shedeur Sanders and bringing the energy that the Tennessee Titans need. So even though, you know, they're 2-11, you still have one of your leaders that's playing at a high level.
I know you didn't play defensive tackle, but you played a long time in the National Football League. I don't think people realize, Chris, how tough it is to get a sack if you're a defensive tackle.
I mean, it's hard because here's the thing. You're getting double teamed. You're getting triple teamed sometimes like that. So now just imagine you trying to push an offensive lineman that weighs 300 pounds each and every play, body to body, technique against technique. So everybody thinks, oh, he just needs to get sacked. No, it's not as easy because you got guys that are double teaming him. You got things that are happening. He's got to use his technique. He's got all these things to try to get a sack. So when you have 7 sacks on the year and playing a nose tackle, it just shows you that you're the best of the best.
Right, not only that, but then you got a tight end hitting you. You got a running back coming out of the backfield who's hitting you. I mean, you're getting hit left and right. So, I know they're 2-11, but that dude, and I watch him every week, it just occupies territory. Yep.
Man, he's a grown man. I mean, if you look at some of the plays that he makes, I mean, he's just throwing grown man around. And the one thing, and the thing about this, too, he's not just a guy that's just going to bull rush you. Yeah, he's going to bull rush you and use his physicality, but this guy has some great technique. He has a spin move. He has a club move. He has all those things that you want on a defensive end or a nose tackle. And when you have a guy that big, that physical, that strong, that fast, that nasty, it's just a recipe for success.
Chris Sanders is with us, Forever Titans. A wide receiver is, you know, and look, I know you haven't been on teams as bad as this in your career.
I have. Yes, I have.
Well, okay, maybe you have, but like you look at this. How important is it for these last four games for these guys to just, you know, kind of revert back to the backyard and go out there and just have fun?
Man, just have fun. And you know what, Chase, that's a great analysis of what you just said. Just go out there and have fun. You have nothing to lose, and just go out there and play. Because here's the deal. Just like what you guys said earlier in the show, you guys are buying for a position. You might not be on this team, but you might be on another team. But if you go out and play and have fun and making plays, somebody's going to see, okay, this guy, even though they're 2-11, this guy still can maybe help our team next year. So even though the record's so bad, you still have a job to do. And we always talk about NFL football players, you know, being a professional. See, a professional's not, I got to finish a sprint or opening the door for somebody. That's not a professional. A professional is doing your job day in and day out, regardless of the situation. That's being a professional.
So with the feeling this week, the 49ers coming off a bye week. They're playing at home, long trip for the Titans over there. They're going to be without their sideline reporter. What's the game like for the 49ers this weekend?
I mean, listen, I don't think they're going to overlook the Tennessee Titans because, you know, the Titans, I mean, I know they're 2-11, but in NFL you can't overlook nobody because you'll find them and get yourself beat. So they're going to come out. I know they're coming off the bye week, but they're going to come out and try to start fast because they might be a little rusty the first or second quarter. But if they don't come out and play, you know, at full throttle, you're going to find yourself getting beat and up down 10-0 because we saw that, you know, last week with the Browns. I know the Browns are 3-11, and they're not pretty good, but they got down early. So that's what it is.
Hey, what was it like to play in Old Candlestick Park?
Man, it was weird. The thing that I loved about it is I wasn't worried about the stadium. Is I got a chance to see Jerry Rice. So when I watched Jerry Rice, and I grew up watching him, and actually be on the same field with that dude to watch him run routes, to watch him prepare, to watch him go through individual drills. Man, it was a dream come true to watch one of my heroes, you know, intact. So it was a great experience in the stadium, but to watch a legend run routes, it was absolutely amazing.
What was worse, the wind at Candlestick, Greg Lloyd taking your head off, or the turf at the or the turf at the Astrodome coming up to eat you?
Man,
what was the worst thing?
Man, it was Greg Lloyd. Man, listen, the turf was mean because it'll get you, but Greg Lloyd was meaner. I mean, his face mask, he had the weirdest face mask. He was a black belt in karate, you know, and he took my spleen out. I think it's still over there laying over there. But, man, I'm telling you, That guy was a physical dude, so it has to be Greg Lloyd, man.
100%. I always laugh when you tell me that the fact that you put your hand out for him to help you up, he slapped your hand away.
He said every curse word. You blankety, blankety, blankety. I'm like, wait a minute, is that a curse word? And then he smacked me again. Yeah, it is. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, hey, he almost took my whole shoulder, my spleen. My rotator cuff is probably still laying on the field right over there.
But you're still here, though, baby.
Yeah, I'm still here, man. But that's one guy you don't want to fight because he is a black belt in karate.
Chris, appreciate it as always, my friend.
Appreciate y'all, man. Love
Have
y'all
a great
so
weekend,
much, man. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you too. Chris Sanders, Forever Titans wide receiver, joining us here on the program. We'll have more coming live from Mount Juliet and Duncan, 102.5 The Game.